Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare, no, the devil's nightmare, here from It's Time to Man Up, challenging men to step into their true manhood. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome, listeners, to Man Talk Radio. And Roy, I'm so excited again because we are going to be continuing with this dynamite message. You know, when I think of dynamite, of course, I think of JJ from Good Times. Dynamite! And this message is dynamite, y'all. It is on fire.
Have you seen him, speaking of him, just real quick. He's pushing the supplemental insurance.
I did see that. Yes, indeed.
He's not putting near the emphasis on his dynamite.
No, he's not doing it like he used to. But, you know, this message, listeners, It's so good. It's so rich with content. And if you really listen to how God is blessing through Dr. Evans, which he gave in last month at the National Broadcasters Convention, he really hit the home run. He hit the nail on the head, however you want to say it. Roy, I listened to it several times.
Yeah, I've been through it, like you and I talked about, three or four times myself after we decided to use these clips. And if you didn't hear last week's show, go back and pick up last week's show. This week's even more intense. The last segment he's going to speak on, which will be here in about 15, 20 minutes, unbelievable. We've got a couple segments ahead of time.
So exactly.
Why don't you set up the first clip for us, Will?
And the first one, Roy, he's going to be talking about that that we fail to manifest Christ in the culture. That's sort of like the central theme of this clip that you're going to hear. So let's listen, and then we'll come back with some commentary.
We are being written off. We are being dismissed. We're being marginalized, critiqued, and criticized. The very word has fallen into disrepute, not because we don't believe the Bible, but because the presence that we ought to be having because of the Bible has not been manifested in the culture as the Creator designed it to be. We have become the outcast, but not because we're being persecuted only for our faith, but we're being persecuted for our foolishness. This problem of race should never have been allowed to seed itself in the Church of Jesus Christ. Generation after generation after generation.
Amen to that, Roy. I mean to tell you, it should have never entered the picture. But we know that type of mentality, of course, is sort of like force-fed and just came down through the generations, mm-hmm. but it was never broken by a generation. So a generation that followed, they never woke up, you know, to the realism that you are not pushing this race card. What we're doing is we're talking to you about what Jesus Christ said, what the apostles said, and how God is moved through the church in order for us to become the people that we are today if we are living according and walking according to the truth.
Well, the race card, to his point, should have never been played, should never have been implemented. And Will, I guess that's the difference, folks. We see it today, and who knows? I'm sure they had the same conversations we know about all the people that were trying to make a difference through those generations. But, folks, it is time. It truly is time for us to say enough is enough. Enough is enough. We're all, those of us that are followers of Christ, are one body. Our blood's the same. We have one spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that resides in us. There is no separation. We should be showing what it looks like. We talked about this before, Will. We should be the model to the world, but we're not, because we've allowed it to creep into the church. We've allowed the church to build their theology around it. We've allowed behaviors, as he talked about, to demonstrate different than what the Word says. We're just not unified as followers of Christ. We're not letting the Holy Spirit lead our lives like we've talked about in the previous show.
And race, and it's when you plant the seed, it's going to inevitably create bitterness and hatred. It's going to, because what happens is we start listening to society and we stop listening to God. Mm. And so now society becomes our theology. And what we do is we allow this society theology to impregnate us, if you will, or plant a seed. And all of a sudden, these things begin to get manifested. Mm. So we should not be using race as an excuse, but we do because we don't understand scripturally how God wants to move through us in order to show love to individuals who may have treated you wrong or treated ancestrals wrong and all these things. It is not the fact that these things didn't happen and we shouldn't talk about them, but what we're doing is when we start aligning our theology with them, this is what he is trying to say. When you allow, link yourself or align yourself theologically with political parties, with issues regarding race and these things, that creates division, because ultimately we say, why don't we just stop talking about it? But on the other hand, we need to be talking about it. So see, we get off into this. This is my point of view, Roy. This is your point of view. And now we've gotten away from the Word of God because we're so focused on my point of view and trying to get another person to understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, somebody's got to stop it, Will. At some point, you got to quit referring to you as a black man, referring to me as a white man. When I try to describe you to somebody, the first words out of my mouth should not be, he's a black guy, and then beyond that. It should be, Will Hardy is my friend. He's the guy that I do the radio program with. He's 99 years old. You know, that sort of description. That should be what I should be using. Just kidding, folks. He's not that old. Maybe he's 79. I'm not going to. But that's to the point. It's got to start somewhere, Will. And when we don't start breaking those kind of things, and we still allow those kind of things to continue, race always plays into it. So, and this is probably going to make some people a little mad, but when you got Black Entertainment Network, you're talking about, you're segregating a group of people. You're saying, okay, this is dialed into this group of people. Now, 25 years ago or 30 years ago, when there was no commonality, there was no equality related to ability to be on TV and all those things, some of that makes sense. But today, somebody's got to finally say, enough is enough. Don't call me now we do it as part of our spin on our show, a black guy and a white guy, because our point is not to call us out by our colors. The point is to show the unity that, hey, we're sitting here as brothers in Christ to walk this thing out and talk it out of love. So please understand where we're coming about from our title. But the way you walk this thing out in place in life should be, and if you get ready to call somebody, describe him as a white guy, then that, you should catch yourself. Say, wait a minute, he's my brother, or she's my sister. That should be better descriptive terms to use for that person. And it's the small things, Will, that start the change. It's not going to be one big sweep of the change. It's the little things that start creating an awareness, a consciousness, a sensitivity. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the day, I've made some strides. And then the next day, I don't do the same things that I would have done 2 days ago.
Exactly. And for the most part, Roy, when someone starts describing someone, the other person may even bring that up. They may say, well, is he a white guy or is he a black guy? Is he a tall guy or is he a short guy? So you may not bring it up.
Right.
But what we're saying is, don't be that individual who relies totally on race.
Skin color as
an identifier, right, or right, being descriptive.
Yeah. And we have got to go back, like Bishop Jackson said. He said, you know, he was jokingly said, I'm just in a black body. He said, for all I know, I could be a white man or another man or Asian, any number of influences in ethnicities or race. The point he was making, I'm a new creation. God just put me in a black man's body. And he looked at me and said, Roy, you're in a white man's body. But I don't know how, I don't know exactly who you are, but the new creation. So I don't even think of you as a colored individual. I don't think of you as a white or black or red or yellow, whatever. I think of you as a creation of Christ and a new being that has accepted Christ as your personal Savior.
Right, Roy, because we are spirit.
Spirit and soul.
That's right. So within us, you know.
It's who we are.
That's the real you.
Yeah, exactly.
The real you is spirit. And inside of us, I think if we could see into the spirit realm, we may not, especially what's going on around us. Most of us, Roy, couldn't even tolerate all of what, if we could see into the spirit realm and all of the spirits like flying around, attempting to influence us, we just could not take it. Our mind could not conceive that these things are going on, but they are, because the Word of God says we're in a spiritual battle.
Well, what a great lead-in. You know, we talk about this. The taking a step in the natural and let God do the rest in the supernatural. There are things going on supernaturally, to Will's point, that you cannot see because God's either influencing or things are happening from a spiritual realm that are coming at you and combating against you. If we will just step with God, then He'll take care of the rest in the supernatural. He will come alongside of us. But if we stay on the sidelines and continue to have a sense of complacency and cavalier attitude and all those things that Dr. Evans talked about previously, then we are going to be in tough shape, in very poor shape. So,
okay. So, Roy, we want to, I don't know if we're going to be able to get this next clip in or not, but we want to talk about this next clip. Okay, so we won't be able to get that in right now. So we're going to come back to that clip after the break. But that next clip, he talks about how broadcasters need to be unifying the body of Christ.
Yep.
You know, as, and of course, he was speaking at the National Broadcasters Convention. And so he was saying that the content in which you're putting out needs to unify, bring the churches together, and not separate the churches apart.
Need to be the hub.
That's what he said.
Draws into that, and then it's created as a unity. You know, and just like we were talking about, you know, with the television thing just a few moments ago, Will, same thing holds true for all these special interest groups that are out there that are white supremacists and all that stuff. All that stuff's got to go away. And folks, if you're being influenced by that, then you're not part of this hub. You need to be a hub centered around Christ, be involved in a group of people that are centered around Christ, organizations that are centered around Christ, do business with companies that are centered around Christ, and choose your walk with people that are centered around Christ. And don't be influenced by the world. Enough is enough. And enough is enough. It's time to call the ball. It's time to call time out. We're going to make a difference. And to your point, Will, the broadcasters have a responsibility. We as a podcast team have a responsibility to say, folks, we got to come together. We need to love each other, walk this thing out, be visible in the community, and make a stand for God's word.
Amen, brother. We will see you after the break, and this thing is going to get, excuse my English, but it's going to get gooder and gooder.
We'll be right back in just a moment. Thank you so much for joining us.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio, and I tell you, Roy, we are. I see the fire in you, and you see the fire in me.
Yes,
now,
indeed.
We may not be able to get to that. We're going to go to the last clip because that clip is a little longer.
Okay.
And we really want to put emphasis and put some conversation around this last clip. But listen, I'm not even going to set it up for you.
Listen carefully.
I just want you to listen.
And if you're driving, pull over and park.
And let this penetrate your heart.
Whenever God created a shaking in Scripture, it would always to be to attack idolatry. Idolatry is any noun, person, place, thing, or thought that you look to as your source, your governing body, your governance, the thing that you are looking to. Idolatry is the number one sin in the Bible from which all sins emanate because it is a rejection of the true God in favor of something or someone else. And so idolatry would be attacked. The Bible says when that happens, Romans 1, God abandons. And that allows chaos to enter into the environment. What we have developed in America and even in American Christianity are American idols. Idols of popularity, idols of materialism, idols of racism. The white church has become too Republican. I knew it would get quiet, but let me try it again. The white church has become too Republican. You have wrapped too many. Have wrapped our faith in the American flag. And when you go for a nationalistic faith, you have contaminated the gospel. Not because you're Republican, but because you've now made the nation subject to the wrong kingdom instead of the nation having to adjust to our king and his kingdom. Many of these problems that we're facing today would never have been the way they are if the white church had not taken the stand to be quiet when Jim Crow was happening, when criminal leasing was happening, when all of these deleterious realities that has led to conflict that is still plaguing the Southern Baptist Convention today, and that ought not to be. There would be no national Baptist Convention if the Southern Baptist Convention was not a segregationist institution. It left the kingdom. But the black church has become idolatrous too. So you black people don't get too comfortable. Because what we have done is we have wrapped blackness in cultural identity. So we have often been more black than biblical. We have decided that our color can trump Christ. And so we will endorse a political party who will endorse evil, say nothing about the evil of abortion, the evil of homosexuality, the evil of misuse of government because of a race issue. God doesn't ride the backs of donkeys or elephants. He sits as King of Kings. He sits as Lord of Lords.
Wow. I'm telling you, listener, if you were not moved by that clip, then I don't know if you got life in you. Because I'm telling you, we're sitting here listening again, and it's all the more moving when I hear it. But there were so many things, Roy, that he spoke about. Why don't you go ahead and lead off in reference to some of the things that you want to bring to
the listeners'
attention.
I think it goes back to the things we always talk about, the black and white issue. Here he spoke to the white church, you know, what the white church allowed to happen, the believers in the church allowed to happen, the segregation issues that continued, the racism that continued early on. And then talking about the beliefs of a particular culture and being swayed because of another political side, they align with another political side, the black population, because they feel like that's got more of their worldly interest in mind, right? And then, but he immediately calls out the obvious issues in society and what's wrong with that particular stream of thinking. Biblically, right, against the abortion, the homosexuality, and then just misuse of government in the government, the way it affects people. So those three things jump out. So what it was, hey, we're back to one body. If we're doing it right as one body, then there's not this left, there's not this right, there's not the white, there's not the black. We're all one spirit and one body following Christ.
Amen, Roy. And you're not going to be linking your ideology. See, that's this is the thing that I like about it. He said, when you start linking your ideologies to the political side or to the race side, and of course he covers both.
He does.
You know, then what you're doing is you're basically contaminating the gospel.
Yes. Oh gosh.
And that's what he said. We're contaminating the gospel because now, even though we're making our political stand more important than our biblical stand. And again, this is not to say that what's happening is not real that's going on to society. We're not saying that it's not real, and we're not saying that we're not going to talk about it. What we're saying is, and what Dr. Evans is saying here, is that when you start putting your values in these political, in the race, more than you do to God, then these things become your idol.
Yes.
And you're not looking from the biblical lens.
And you're misaligned. You're automatically misaligned. So if that's your idol, you're no longer in alignment with God. And if you're not in alignment with God, then how can you be expected to live it out and walk it out? You can't, because there's no way to physically and mentally do that. Right, Will?
Exactly, Roy.
You're spiritually out of alignment. And that's how we need to be looking at ourselves. Are we spiritually aligned with His will? And if we're not, then we need to step back and pause. Hey, and folks, and if you look at this practically, and if you say, I need to ask myself, where do I fall in this conversation? I'm sure that you're either in one side or the other. I would be willing to bet 90% of us have been or are in one side or the other.
Or currently,
yeah. And so, and that's okay. God understands that. But what's not okay for you to stay there. You've been given an altar call, if you will, to make things right. And Dr. Evans has given the altar call that this is not acceptable in God's eyes. And we know that. And if you didn't know it, you know it now.
Absolutely. And there's no excuse for not knowing it, because now that you've heard it, you can not hear it.
That's right. And Will and I were talking, I think, before this show started about some conversations on this left and right donkey or elephant. I had someone who had reached out to me last year and said, hey, are you a follower of the current president? And I said, I didn't even answer the question. I came back from a spiritual perspective and I said, I don't believe in these three things which are fundamental in my walk with Christ. And that's the way we need to be. And we need to be standing in the middle. And this is one time you'll hear us say stand in the middle, not choose a side. You need to be in the middle of the road and not leaning left or right. You need to be solid, walking in His footsteps, following Him, and carrying your cross and carrying the burden of what we need to be as believers in Christ and making disciples of all the nations.
That's right. And see, when you start linking ideologies to these parties, then again, the party becomes your idol. So what God wants to do in and through you is, if you are led by God, and because Romans 8 and 14 says, those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So if you are a son of God, then you're going to let God let you listen to what is being stated here today through Dr. Evans, through the commentary that we're giving, because we're all about not allowing ourselves to go back to where the Lord has pulled us from. We don't want to go back. I'm trying to remember the scripture, Roy. If it's I think it's 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 22, where it talks about this, like the old proverb, a dog returning to its vomit again, and a sow, when she is washed, go back and wallow in the mire. See, this is what we don't want to go back there. We don't want to go and wallow in the mire now that God has pulled us from the mire, cleaned us up. We don't want to be like the dog who returns back to his vomit again. You know, because I was watching the other day, Roy, how they had it on National Geographic, and these were coyotes, and they were showing how they hunt in packs, and how they eat and swallow a lot of this meat that they kill from gazelles or things like that whole, and then they take it back to the pups, and then they regurgitate it. And then the pups just dig in and just start eating that stuff up. So when you talk about a dog returning to its vomit, you don't want to be eating something that's simply not good for you.
Exactly.
Because you already know what it's capable of doing.
That's
to
right.
You
know, and if you pull yourself back to the remembrance of when you first accepted Christ, that renewal and that just refreshing and that innocence that came over you and just the forgiveness as the Holy Spirit washed over you, that's something that we can realize and be a part of every day, Will. And, you know, as you were talking about the world and the things going on in the world, that, you know, we talk about the renewing of the mind in Romans 12, 2, but let's go back and read that right quick, Will. And I know you'd be able to quote it off the top, but I've been dinged a few more times than you have. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Most times we focus on be transformed by the renewing of your mind, but let's talk about the very first part of that. Do not conform to the pattern of this world.
Well, see, in the pattern, Roy, is how you are shaped. See, when you pour water into a pitcher or you pour it into a vase, it's going to take the shape of that vase. So the water, therefore, is conforming to the shape of the vase. But you, or vase, depending on where you're from, so you don't want to be conformed or shaped by, again, the things that God has took us from. Taking us from the world. He's taken us from bitterness. He's taken us from envy. He's taken us from hatred. He's taken us from all these things. And now he's brought us back to a point of acceptance unto him. And now we have to share that with the world.
And just bathe in his presence. I think that's so key, Will. With all that's going on around us, bathe in his presence. Get quiet. Get in your prayer room. And get quiet and let God speak through you and wash over you like that very first experience.
Amen.
Folks, we're glad you joined us. Have a great week. God bless you all.
We love you.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.